there are certain things I've noticed that people are not doing correctly, mistakes they are making, things they could improve upon in order to, one, build more trust, right? Secondly, make more sales in the short term and in the long term. And then thirdly, have an impact. And we'll talk about impact a little bit, but have an impact in the mind of the people that come to the site, such that your brand stays in their mind. So that's what we're going to be discussing about today. Hello and welcome to Marketing Your Wellness Business Podcast, where we talk about everything marketing, copywriting, sales, traffic, lead generation for your health and wellness business. So I'm Fola and I'm joined with my head of productions, Claire. So Claire, good morning.
Yes, hi Fola. How are you doing
today? I'm fine, I'm all right. How are you doing also?
I'm good though. A lot has been happening, but we thank God at the end of adulthood.
Yeah, I get you. Something that happened yesterday, there was this, the promotion we are doing with Summit in a Box, the Summit promotion. I think our promotion ended yesterday. So she reached out and we're trying to see like how profitable it was and all of that. So it's more of a long-term thing, Sha, because right now there's no immediate return. That just been like maybe 2 or 3 weeks. But I just told her that over the next couple of months, I'll see how it goes and then get back to her. But yeah, that's just something that's happened.
So it's not a 1 month thing. We'll keep working with her.
No. So our promotion with her has ended.
Yeah, I know.
Just wanted to know, like, was it a good promotion? Maybe how many new subscribers? What kind of sales did we get? Stuff like that. So, but we haven't gotten any sales yet. But I can't really blame anything for that because we sell something that is quite pricey. So if we're selling like a product that was under $500, it's easier. But we are selling something that's quite pricey. So it takes some time for people to be comfortable enough to buy. So, but I thought I will let her know in a couple of months how that goes. Okay. You understand what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So let's get into this topic. So today we are talking about websites, essentially. And there are two major things we do at Icon Media. The first is email marketing. That's what we talk about the most. But we also do website development, design and development for websites, sales pages, blogs, e-commerce sites, things like that. And today we are talking about the website. Specifically, we are talking about how to optimize your website for sales and leads. Based on my experience working with several people over the years and looking at different sites, different landing pages, there are certain things I've noticed that people are not doing correctly, mistakes they are making, things they could improve upon in order to, one, build more trust, right? Secondly, make more sales in the short term and in the long term. And then thirdly, have an impact. And we'll talk about impact a little bit, but have an impact in the minds of the people that come to the site, such that your brand stays in their mind. So that's what we're going to be discussing about today. Now, how do you optimize your website for sales and or leads? So there are two sides to it. There's the marketing side. There are the things you can do marketing related on your site. But there are also some technical things you could do that would help you. And we'll just talk about a little bit of both of them. So getting started, first is optimizing your homepage for lead generation, right? Every homepage should be treated or is in essence a landing page. A landing page is a page that converts someone from maybe a visitor to a customer of some sort. And your homepage, in my opinion, should be designed as a landing page to convert your prospects or your viewers from just website visitors into subscribers to your lists. This all goes back to my email philosophy. Everything leads back to your list. No matter what you do, whether you do social media, Instagram, Twitter, all of that, or you do YouTube or you do podcasts, the goal of all of that should be to drive people to your lists, because you need a way to communicate with people that you control, right? You can communicate anyway. You can communicate from your site, from Instagram, from YouTube, but you don't control it. Your account can get banned. Instagram can come down. Social media platforms can be banned in your country. Anything can happen.
Yeah.
You need a way to control the communication you have with your audience. And that's why your homepage should, in essence, be a landing page for your lists. Now, the goal with that page is to convert everybody that comes to your site that is interested in your product or service to convert them into subscribers such that you can now send them emails on a regular basis that can now convert them to buy something eventually. But at this point, you're not trying to sell them anything. You're not trying to pitch your product. You're not trying to pitch anything. You just want to convert them into subscribers. Then from there, you can now do whatever selling you want to do. And that brings me to like two kind of mistakes people make with their pitch, right? The first is that they try to sell. So I've seen a lot of people that on their homepage, they have... Now, a lot of these people are e-commerce brands. And for e-commerce brands, it could work, but it's still not the best, right? But a lot of people have different product service offerings. Even coaches, they do it. A one-day consultation, a one-month consultation, a six-month cohort on their homepage, trying to sell you into a specific service that they have.
Yeah.
It can work. It's not bad. But what is wiser is getting them to join your list first.
Mm-hmm.
And then selling them there. Now, the reason that is wiser is because if 100 people come on your site, you would be lucky if any of them are ready to buy anything from you immediately. Like, it's highly unlikely people who have never heard of you come to your site for the first time and buy something. But what's more likely is for them to get some sort of information, whether a course, a training, a video, a free book, a case study, a guide, any sort of information around your product or service, is more likely for them to get that, join your lists. And then from there, you can now build a relationship with them and sell to them over time, right? So instead of trying to sell to them on the homepage where you only get to convert maybe 1 in 200 or 1 in 300 people, now you may become 1 out of 10 people to join your lists. And then from there, you can now sell them more long-term. So that's kind of the first mistake. The second mistake that a lot of people make is trying to use their homepage as an information aggregator. So what I mean by that is they try to put everything on their homepage. So about us, our services, how to contact us, our guarantee, this is our team picture, our executive board. They try to put every single information on that homepage that's almost like a summary of the whole site. Now, if you're a large corporation with multiple million or billion dollars, you can do that and it doesn't matter because you already have scale, right? You are not growing. You are just trying to maintain at that point. You are not actively trying to grow. But if you're a small business owner, probably still under 7 figures or low to mid 7 figures, it doesn't make sense for you to do this. Your priority now is growth. Your priority now is marketing and specifically direct response marketing, trying to get new leads and customers.
Mm-hmm.
And once you have that kind of information aggregator site, it does nothing for you. So it doesn't lead people anywhere. So if you get on Icon Media's site, for instance, there is a little bit about us. There's actually some of our services that we offer. But the whole flow of the site is actually selling one thing, which is your email list is your wife, which is the free book we give for people to join. So throughout the site, there is a narrative flow. This is what we want to do at the end. And all of these are just paths that lead you eventually to joining our lists. All right. And that's how I believe every small business website should be structured. Get people on your list, then from there, you can do whatever it is you want to do. So I think those are the two big mistakes that I've seen people make, specifically on their homepage, that is costing them leads, right? But also sales in the long term. So do you understand what I'm saying?
Yeah, but what if they do not do email marketing, right? So they might want to, you know, have subscribers, people who would listen to their newsletters. But what if email marketing is not, or are you talking about people who use email marketing or as a brand, like to sell to people?
So whether or not you use email marketing, one, it is good to always be collecting information. But two, if you're not using email marketing, I don't know why, right? Every brand can use it. There's no single brand that, I can't think of a brand that would say, I'm worse off using email marketing.
Yeah.
If you're using email, what are you using essentially? You are using social media or you are using event promotions, or you are using direct mail. Now, if you're using direct mail, that's perfectly fine, especially if you sell something very high-end. So if you sell maybe cars or sell houses or you sell real estate, stuff like that, that's average order value is maybe $100,000, $250,000. It might make sense for you to strictly do direct mail, which is where you send physical packages to people. It might make more sense for you instead of doing email. But even at that, you are still building a list. But now it is a direct mail list. That means you have the name of the person, their phone number, their email address, their house address, right? That's your own list. But for most businesses that are more lower tiered, meaning you probably sell something that is $25,000 and below, email is still your best bet. So there's no reason why you shouldn't be using it. So I'm specifically talking about people that are using email. Okay. But if someone is using email and is listening to this, you should be using it. So this probably this should be a cue for you to use it. And if you need help, you can go to ikonmedia.net. That's IKON. media.net. We have a free book that you can join our list. You can get the book. It gives you 11 ways you can build your lists for maximum profit and sales. But it is the easiest, the most profitable means of marketing there is, especially because you can control it. You don't have to play with algorithms. You don't have to play with shadow banning. You don't have to play with a platform taking your video down or copyright strikes or any of those things.
Yeah.
Yes, you have to deal with spam and stuff like that. But if you know what you are doing, those things are not a big issue. So does that answer your question?
Yeah, it does. It definitely does. Because then when you were saying that, I kind of wondered. But I mean, you have clarified that. So yeah.
So the first thing is your homepage should be a landing page. Now, that's for getting more sales and leads through your website. The second thing is your website must have impact. I mentioned it in the introduction, but when I say impact, I mean, how does your website look? How does it feel? That's both visual and your written words. So how does it look and feel that can have an impact on your audience? And a good example to understand what I mean is looking at two brands that I like. Both of them are actually very similar, but if you go to their sites or just their marketing in general, they have very, very good impact. First with Death, and the second is Death Wish Coffee. So you should probably be able to hear me clearly. Liquid Death and then Death Wish Coffee. So you can just browse on it and get on their site. And you would see that they have very, very strong visual identities that you are not likely to forget. And they have very, very strong verbal written words that you would not be able to forget. So once you get on, say Liquid Death, for instance, they're selling water, right? But they sell it in cans, like you're buying beer or drink. And they have pictures of skulls and pirates and things like that on a can of water. Something that makes you curious. Something that when you get to the site, you are very, 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 very surprised to see that a water brand is selling something like this. So it's just a really cool way to have impact, both from the visual side and from your written words. Now, however you want to phrase it, some people talk about it from a brand perspective. So this is what our brand is. This is what our brand represents. And that's right. But at the end of the day, your brand should have impact. People should be able to feel something. They should not be indifferent to your brand, essentially. When someone gets to your site, do they love you or do they hate you? It should be like apparent. There shouldn't be, okay, it's just there. Nobody cares. Because the worst thing you could have in business is not hatred, it's indifference. People not caring about you, right?
What you do or your brand.
If you say something or you put out a promotion and nobody just cares, just like, yeah, whatever. You just look at this and that's the end. Like, that's the worst thing. It's better people hate you than they are indifferent to you, because at least there's an emotion attached. And people who hate you many times will still buy, right? But even if they don't buy, the fact that people hate you also means that some people love you and you are creating a very distinct brand that will be remembered. So that's something that a lot of small business owners don't think about enough. And I think they should do a better job at creating a strong visual brand. which is one of the things we do for people. If you need to design your website, you need your brand identity, stuff like that, we can work with you. But having a strong brand such that you stand for something, you stand against something, even if it's just your personal brand, it works the same way.
Yeah.
When people get on your site, they know this is what you represent and this is what you don't represent. So that's the second thing you could do to get more leads and sales from your website. This one is more long-term, but it is very, very important. Now, the third thing you can do that every business should be doing is having credibility builders or credibility boosters on your sites.
Yeah, so what are those?
So basically, the idea is, what can you put on your site that would allow people to, one, trust you
mm-hmm.
a lot
more, yeah.
regard you as the experts in the situation, and then take whatever next step you need them to take. So like we mentioned earlier, usually from our site, we want people to join our list. But there's a lot of spam and useless information going around that people are being very, very careful with their emails and submitting it and things like that. So in order to get people to be more likely to drop their emails or take whatever action you want them to take, whether that's booking a call, whatever, you need some things to boost your credibility. Now, there are several things you could do. The easiest that anybody can do starting today is content. So video content, audio content, written content. Having it up on your site is an easy way for people to trust you because they've seen, okay, this guy has been writing blog posts for the past 2 or 3 years. He obviously knows what he's talking about. He's not somebody just trying to sell me something or scam me. He's a genuine person building a genuine business, right? And if you use email philosophy that we teach, this will be easy for you because you should be writing emails every day or at least 4 times a week. And if you do that, you can easily transcribe your emails into blog posts. So every email you send, you edit it a bit and post it as a blog post, which is a way we spoke about it on the episode about leverage, getting more out of what you're already doing.
Yeah.
And you can simply take your emails and then use it on your blogs, right, as a blog post, aside from writing actual blog posts. But same thing happens with every other thing you do. If you post on Instagram, it's wise to have a video page on your site where you can have all your videos. If you do a lot of podcast interviews, having a page that is dedicated to your podcasts is okay. Very, very good. Those help you build credibility. Now, something else that we don't do and we should be doing is having a video on your homepage. That's when someone comes on your site for the first time, on the very first section, the hero section of your website, having a video there where it's you talking. Even if it's you talking about what you want them to do, maybe you want them to join your list or whatever, it's always very good to have a video there. And the reason is because seeing somebody flesh and blood, hearing the person talk, builds relationships faster than just written text. I like writing. I'm a written text person. So video is not my strongest tools, but we should actually work on that. And that's something that every business, I believe, should do. Having a video on your homepage helps people trust you a lot better, a lot faster, and makes them more likely to eventually take whatever action you want them to take. Now, by this video, I'm seeing your video where your face is showing, not slideshow. Like, they see you, you're talking to them flesh and blood.
Yeah.
But if you don't want to do that, or if you can't do that, you don't have the time, the next best thing is having pictures. That's your picture throughout that page. Even if it's a company page, if it's something like iComedia, it's an agency, it's a company name, it's not my name. But as the leader of the company, my pictures are still on the homepage so they can know it's a real flesh and blood person that is behind this company, that is in charge of the company.
Yeah.
And there's some you can build off of that. A couple of more credibility boosters would be testimonials. So if you've had testimonials from people that have worked with you, have used your products, or maybe you spoke at a conference and people have given you some testimonials, seeing them on the homepage is really good. If they have video testimonials, that's even better, where somebody records a testimonial for you. That's even better because people can see that you didn't just create a fake testimonial. These are real people that have worked. So that's, if you've been on the news, it's good to have to talk about it on your site. So oftentimes when you go on sites, you'll see featured in, then you see several news logos on the sites. So yeah, maybe CNN, Fox News, things like that. It's if you've been on the news, it's very, very important to put that, because one thing the news grants you, and maybe I need to do an episode on publicity, because that's something I've been researching a lot that I want to dive in more for. Not so much for Icon, but for one of my other businesses. But one thing the news grants you is instant credibility.
Yeah.
Even if nobody heard of you in their entire life, mm-hmm, just seeing you in the news, people automatically believe that you're an expert. You know what you're talking about. You are able to help them get the results that you promised to get them. So if you have been featured on the news, putting a video of that on your website is a very, very good idea on your homepage. But if you don't have a video, just putting their logos there or a picture is also a very, very good credibility booster. Three ways you can get more sales and leads from it. Under the marketing. So we said there are two aspects. There's the marketing and there's the technical. Okay. So under the marketing, your homepage should be a dedicated landing page. The second thing is your website should have impacts. And the third thing is that you want to have credibility boosters on your websites. There's a lot more we can talk about on that, making more sales just from your website and the structure of that. But because of our time, I'll just go into the technical aspects. But before I go into that, do you want to add anything about Bitsigo?
Yeah, I think I would say is to that news, when people go on, you know, television or radio stations or what's not to speak. I think what you're saying, sort of, I understand that part, because there was one time, I was watching the news, right? I just needed, I can't remember exactly what it was, but I know it was something that I needed at that point in time. It was something probably relating to like skincare and whatnot. And this station brought a skin expert, right? A dermatologist to it. So just the fact that I have never heard of her business before, right? But just the fact that she is on that channel, and this is like a very big platform, but even if it wasn't big, the fact that she's there sort of makes her credible, right? Yeah. And just from her speaking, from me hearing what she was saying, I had to go check out her website, check out what she offers, and eventually I got something from her. So it kind of makes sense when you mention that part. Yeah.
Yeah. So that makes sense. That's one good thing about getting on the news. And especially if you do something local, like if you have a restaurant or a mall or something, if you can get on your local news, that's news that people around you listen to. That's very, very good. But that being said, we can get into the technical aspects of your websites. Now, the first technical thing is your site speed. How fast does your site load? We are officially in the age of impatience. Nobody wants to get on a site and it takes 5 seconds.
Actually, I agree. Like, why is this slow? I'm off.
Exactly. So if it doesn't load in like 1 second or 2 seconds, people are leaving your site. So it's very, very important that you have a website that loads pretty fast. Now, technically speaking, there are a lot of things you could do to increase your site speed. You can look at your images. How large are they? You can try using a CDN. You can try caching. There are a bunch of stuff. You can try minifying your CSS. There are a bunch of stuff you could do technically to make your site load faster. But if you have a web developer or someone that works with you and you've seen that your website loads slowly, you need to speak to them to resolve it. And if you need help, you can get in touch with us, icommedia.net, and we can discuss around that. But that's the very, very first thing I would say from the technical perspective that could be messing up the amount of leads and sales you are getting. Now, the second thing is broken links. There are a couple of reasons why broken links are a bad idea. For one, if you have a lot of content that are interlinked, someone can get interested in something and clicks on a link and then gets there and meets a broken link page, and then that's the end. Person just leaves your site. Or there are many times I've wanted to buy a product and I tried to check out the link I saw and it's no more active or it's not functional or something.
Yeah.
Now, sometimes you can't really control that sometimes, but to the extent that you can, try to eliminate all broken links. So if it's a product that you are no more selling, right? You can have a dedicated page that you redirect to. So you can say, I'm sorry, we are no more offering this particular product, but here's a similar product you can buy. So that people don't just leave without being able to fulfill what they came there for,
yeah,
right? But also, it doesn't really help your SEO too, because when Google crawls your site, if people are constantly hitting for offers, that's the page is not available, it affects your SEO results. So you want to ensure that all the links on your site, or as many links as you can track, are active, or they redirect in a way that is seamless for your customer, your viewer, so that they don't go there and they can't get what it is they want to get. Now, the last technical thing we will talk about is, how responsive is your site? And by that, I mean, does it display well on desktop, on tablet, on mobile? Does it display well across devices? Now, if you are doing something even more important, does it display well on TV,
mm-hmm.
right? So if you have something that is very video-based, a lot of people watch like Netflix and YouTube and stuff like that on their television these days. So you want to ensure that your website displays properly across all devices, because that's going to be essential in the way people buy. A lot of people check on their mobile phones. They check a lot of things on their mobile phones. But I've come to discover, even for me personally, I might check it out on my mobile phone, but I like buying on my laptop, right? Because it's just easier.
Yeah.
So I might scroll and scan on my phone, and then I might see what I want to buy. But when it's time to actually pay, I will now go to my laptop to make the purchase. So you want to ensure that no matter where people are checking you out, your site displays properly. The alignment is proper. There are no weird design flaws or design issues that's happening on your site. So three technical things: your site speed, broken links, and how responsive your site is. Then three marketing things: your homepage should be a dedicated landing page. Your website should have impact. That's your branding. And the third thing is, there should be credibility builders or boosters on your site. So that brings us to the end of this episode. Would you like to add anything before we close?
Yeah, I wanted to ask a question. So on site speed, right? You probably said it, but how fast should your speed be?
The general rule of thumb is under 3 seconds.
Okay.
So anything less than 3 seconds is good, but as fast as you can possibly make it. You can never make your site too fast. There's nothing like my site was so fast that people were annoyed.
Yeah.
Yes, so as fast as you can is always a good idea. But general rule of thumb, less than 3 seconds or less is the ideal. So
yeah. Interesting. Okay. Funny how now I'll be checking out for, I mean, I don't count it, but now that we spoke about it here, I'll be checking. Okay, less than three. Okay, this is bad, you know. But yeah, thank you for that. But yeah, I think that's all. Today's episode was really interesting. I think I enjoyed it.
All right. That's cool. So that brings us to the end of this podcast episode. If you like the episode and you want to hear more about us, you can go to ikonmedia.net. That's ikonmedia.net. You can sign up for our email list and get a free book called Your Email List Is Your Wife. It goes into 11 ways you can profit from your email list. That's 11 ways you can get more opens, more clicks, more readership, more sales, more profits from your email list. So if you're interested in that, go to ikonmedia.net. That is ikonmedia.net. And I'll catch you next time. Bye-bye.
Bye, guys.